Mike Barish, it's nice to see you somewhere other than on my front porch.
Oh, thank you very much, Aaron.
And I won't have to sign for anything today either.
No, you will not, I swear.
So how did you end up becoming a UPS guy?
You know what? It's a funny story. I went there with my sister, and my sister was applying for UPS. And I just sort of filled out an application for sort of giggles, and that was 17 years ago. I like to call it the golden handcuffs, you know?
So. 17 years you've been at this.
Yeah, long time.
I've always been interested in how a person's job affects his or her perspective on life. And I imagine yours is really fascinating in that you literally step into the front doorways of people's personal lives every day. And you see these people over and over again, but always for these brief little slivers of time. And I have to wonder what it's like to witness all these concurrent slices of life in a neighborhood. In my neighborhood.
It's different, you know? I mean, I'm 40 years old, and I've seen, if you think just about 10 years ago, the kid who was 10 is now 20. You sort of watch people grow up right before your eyes, you know? It's interesting. I mean, I enjoy my job, you know? Christmas sometimes ain't so fun, you know? But you know,
fun for everybody receiving the packages.
That's right, yeah.
Not so easy for the guy delivering them all.
Yeah, we work some long hours. But it definitely gives you, I'll tell you what, you never see a UPS guy with road rage because you just see it so much all day long that it doesn't even faze you anymore, you know?
Well, there really is this anonymity to the UPS guy, the brown uniform. And people probably don't blink when they see you, but I imagine for you it's got to be next to impossible not to let your imagination kind of fill in the gaps with all these households that you walk in and out of every day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll see people and just sort of almost just imagine, like, you know, a different scenario or a different, you know, I wonder what their life is like, you know.
I should say, Mike Barish, that the folks on your UPS delivery route might be surprised to learn that you are, in fact, an accomplished musician and that your interactions with them, with us, have provided the inspiration for a new series of songs that you've written. You've brought your acoustic guitar with you today, and I am very much looking forward to hearing some of these songs about us, our neighbors. What do you want to play for us first?
The first one's going to be called Colorado's Hill.
There's a Colorado, I should say, is the name of a street.
Yes.
In our neighborhood.
Right? Yes, name of the street in the neighborhood, right off of Roland Avenue. And, you know, the right side of the street, flat as everything. Other side of the street, complete hill. Lots of steps when you're the UPS guy. And, you know, just one person in particular that I constantly see on a daily basis, who's always basically sitting on their porch, sometimes waves, sometimes doesn't, sort of thing. So your mind begins to sort of wonder what that person's life is like on a Saturday night when I'm at home and they're at home, you know, type situation. So.
She lives on Colorado with those two darling boys. And the bad news of Machado filled the living room with noise. She's an independent consultant, whatever the hell that does mean. Yes, the separation in 07 left her bitter but green. Internet dating on the weekends. Long drives out to Jared. Bottles of red on a Saturday. There ain't no pain left to kill on Colorado's Hill. And I see her every day on her porch around noon. That same old cup of coffee, same old box of dog June. She smiles to the neighbors, half laughing as they say, good luck with boys Latin, and have a wonderful day. I hear he's dating on the weekends, somewhere out in Jared's Hill. Two bottles of red on a Saturday. There ain't no pain left to kill. Colorado's hill. Thank God for Monday mornings. Yes, there's time, yes, there's time to just think about nothing except time, lost time. She's jogging by mid-afternoon past a body like a god. The cathedral bells are chiming against time, yes, time. Internet dating on the weekends. Long trip south of Jarrettsville. Petite Louis on a Saturday. There ain't no pain left to kill. Colorado's hill.
Singer-songwriter Mike Barish, a.k.a. coincidentally, my neighborhood UPS guy here on The Signal this week. And Mike, what a perfect job you've got for collecting literary inspiration. I mean, all these little intermittent glimpses into our lives every day as we answer our doors and sign for our packages.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just the best part about my job is I'm surrounded by stories all day long. And if you write songs, there is more than enough material when you're doing as much work as, you know, we are on a daily basis.
I wonder, Mike, if people ever engage you in conversation about yourself. I mean, people are always wrapped up in their lives, and the last thing they probably want to do is get to know their UPS guy. But, I mean, do people ever wonder about you, about your life outside of work?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the businesses I'm pretty tight with. I mean, the children's bookstore has been giving my son a birthday present since he was born, and that was 9 years ago. So, I mean, I feel I'm pretty embedded in the neighborhood. You know, I should probably move in, I guess, at some point, you know.
Well, I should say I have done a little work here, a little homework. I did a little survey of my neighbors and friends. I knew I was going to have you on the program. And so I solicited some questions for you from the folks who are either on or near your route here in Baltimore. And here's a sampling for you. These are things that are on people's minds when it comes to you, their UPS delivery guy. Number one, I'll read here, who taught you how to drive that thing? Presumably this means your UPS delivery truck.
When I started, it was a little bit different because that was the 90s. Mm-hmm. And they took you out on 695 at 5:30 in the afternoon. I had driven a Chevy Nova stick prior to that, but never really. It's technically a package car, so you don't need a CDL to drive it. You just need a lot of nerve, I guess, at first.
All right. There you go. That question answered. I have a lot of questions here about the shorts. This from a guy who asks, shorts, demeaning or very demeaning? And this from a woman who says, have you ever been sexually harassed in your cute brown shorts?
I've definitely been sexually harassed about my shorts. Quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
That's a proud part of the UPS uniform, though.
Yeah. You know, I don't really get it, but, and again, I wear them, you know, 80% of the year, so, but, yeah.
It does get hot in the summer in Baltimore, too, and this is physical labor you're doing.
Yeah, and there's no AC in the back of that truck, and the roof is like a greenhouse, so you're talking it's about $110 back there, so the shorts are a given.
Here's one from, I guess, a rather frustrated person who says, could he please freaking pull over when there's plenty of room at the curb? This is someone who's speaking of you and all your colleagues. They should be in good enough shape to walk a block or half a block to the house rather than park in the middle of a two-way street, usually at rush hour, and clog everything up. These are people have taken this as an opportunity to vent, I guess.
All I can say to that man is touche. I consider myself pretty fast, though. I try not to be a burden.
Well, that's the thing about delivery drivers is nobody likes the truck when it's in the way, but everybody's waiting for everything that the truck is delivering.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, what is the weirdest thing you've encountered when someone opens their door?
I don't know if I can say that on the radio. Trying to think the weirdest thing ever when someone opened the door. There was, it was on Wickford, and I went to this house one time, and it was like 9:30 in the morning, and there was like 30 or 40 people in the living room with glasses of wine, and they're all drinking, and the woman had actually won like some Pulitzer Prize or something like that over on the 4300 block of Wickford. She knows who she is. And they were throwing down at like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. So you generally don't see that too much, really.
That's a pleasant scene to arrive on.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the other stuff, you know, maybe you don't want to say that.
No. All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
This one says, what was it like before GPS?
Well, we don't use GPS. We have a system called telematics that will set it up for you, but I'm kind of old school, I guess. I've just been on that route for so long. I know it like the back of my hand, and you get to know the city pretty well when you're in it 300 days out of the year.
We'll conclude on this one here. This is an important question. It says, do you ever judge me for all the shoes I order from Zappos.com?
Probably sometimes. I will admit. But see, I mean, I'm well fed, but it seems a bit much, you know. I'm not going to complain about a lot of work, so.
Mike Barish, Baltimore neighborhood UPS delivery driver and singer-songwriter. I wonder if you've got one more UPS route-inspired song you want to take us out with.
I do. This one's about a song that I sort of was just paying attention to red light, trying to watch the poor librarian cross the street.
And I want to say right before you play us out with this song, thank you. Thank you for your visit today, and thank you for everything that you bring to the neighborhood.
No problem. Thank you, Aaron.
The librarian tries crossing the street as they speed up and down Rolling Avenue, chasing poverty or greed. She pauses for a second as Alexis waves her arm, but the landscaper's impatient and starts wailing on that horn. And the mailman, he's still singing Marvin Gaye. And we live our lives this way. We live our lives every day. We should be better to one another. We take each other so for granted every day. Well, the city worker's sleeping outside the bank again. Yes, and the school children are laughing, just pointing with their friends. And he awakens very suddenly, and his face turns stop sign red. And he sees me laughing hysterically. He's looking at me wishing I was dead. And the librarian smiles, just shaking her head. And we live our lives this way. We live our lives every day. We should be better to one another. We take each other so for granted every day. Librarians daydreaming about the past again, back when the city did more reading before the internet. And the sirens, they come screaming, part the traffic like a biblical sea. And the fireman is thinking about the weekend just like me. And the mailman, he's still singing Marvin Gaye. And we live our lives this way. We live our lives this way. We should be better to one another. We take each other so for granted every day.